Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Coming to hunt down Iran's remaining leaders one by one, Israel says it has killed the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's intelligence chief. Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's President Trump's deadline for Iran to allow unrestricted shipping through a key waterway.
The president posted an Easter Sunday social media message filled with profanity, promising to hit Iranian power plants and bridges unless Iran reopens the Strait of Hormuz. His threat came just days after he said in a primetime speech that the U.S. doesn't rely on or need that waterway and that European nations should step up and control it. The president ended his social media post by saying, "Praise be to Allah." Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is the stuff of which action-adventure movies are made. The daring rescue by the U.S. of the two American aviators whose fighter jet crashed in Iran. A Russian attack has killed three people in Odessa, Ukraine, 11 people hospitalized, including a pregnant woman and two youngsters. Ukraine has targeted Russia's oil infrastructure, employing a swarm of long-range drones. An update on NASA's lunar mission.
The far side of the moon is not so far now for the Artemis II astronauts. As they loop around it, they'll be about 4,000 miles, 6,500 kilometers above the lunar surface. This means they'll see the entire disk of the moon with a tiny Earth way off in the distance behind it. Their trajectory means the crew will also get to witness a solar eclipse that's just for them. As the sun slides behind the moon, they'll see its outer atmosphere glowing against the darkness of space.
The BBC's Rebecca Morell. Back to work today for Wall Street following the long holiday weekend. The Dow futures up 44 points. NASDAQ futures 153 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 6:03 on WCBM with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And an early problem on the Capitol Beltway. We just spotted a wreck in the last 5 minutes. Outer loop on the American Legion Bridge after going across into Northern Virginia. Right now, only two lanes are getting by to the right. Very quick backup already past River Road. If it stays this way, it'll back up all the way back eventually towards I-270. So if you're heading into Northern Virginia, maybe heading over to Dulles, just be on the lookout for that. Already a good 15 to 20 minute delay through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions. Highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s will be cooler on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore police are investigating an Easter morning murder in Federal Hill. Officers responded to the 200 block of Key Highway around 2:30 Sunday morning, where they found an unresponsive man with an apparent gunshot wound. Medics pronounced the victim dead at the scene. Video from a security camera shows a group of people in the parking lot of a small shopping plaza at the time of the shooting, and police are working to identify a suspect. Anyone with information is asked to call Baltimore police or Metro Crime Stoppers. The pastor of Mount Olive Baptist Church in Baltimore delivered an Easter sermon just a few days after he was shot in a carjacking. Pastor Rashad Singletary was shot during the Wednesday night carjacking in West Baltimore. According to the pastor, the suspect jumped out from behind a bush, told him not to make any noise, and to give him the keys to his vehicle. The pastor says the suspect then shot him in the foot and fled in his car. The bullet that struck the pastor went through his foot and fractured a bone. Police later found the vehicle totaled in a crash. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it was a lost weekend for the Orioles in Pittsburgh.
And driven to right center field by O'Hearn, approaching the wall, and clear the deck! Cannonball coming! Ryan O'Hearn!
Greg Brown had the call on Sportsnet Pittsburgh, O'Hearn's third cannonball of the year, and the former Oriole wasn't done, doubling home two more runs in the second, knocking Chris Bassett out of the game as the surging Pirates sweep the struggling Birds. 8-2 was the final yesterday at PNC Park. It was the fifth time in seven games this year an Oriole starter not named Trevor Rogers failed to get through the fifth, and manager Albertez, who got tossed in the third, explained what happened to his starter.
It just looked like he just wasn't sharp. It looked like he had misses, wasn't in bad counts. Command wasn't there. And with Bass, he's relying on command. And that's his calling card.
It may be too early, but Bassett, shades of Charlie Morton. Two starts, 0-2. His ERA stands at 14.51. Meanwhile, NCAA women's basketball has a new champion.
And for the first time since 1978, UCLA is back on top of the women's basketball game.
Ryan Rucco had the call on CBS. Gabriela Jaquez led the way with 21 points and 10 rebounds as the UCLA women take care of South Carolina. 79-51 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, today's the day we learn about Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Praise God from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. God gave his life for us. Then God gave his life to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We are sealed with the Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Welcome to Casey and Company Easter Morning Free for All. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, guest hosting for Sean Casey here on WCBM 680 AM, WCBM.com, and around the world at and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Along with me this morning is our friendly, lovely producer, Kristen Hagrick, who will be taking your calls when you join us this morning at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680 regarding anything that is on your mind, and that is what will be on my mind this Easter Monday free-for-all. This morning will be a very bold and brilliant 3 hours. We will be looking back this morning as we look ahead for ways to improve our communities, our counties, and our country as enough is enough. It is damn time the hardworking, taxpaying, law-abiding citizens truly take back our country. If you are hearing my voice right now, I know you have thoughts about what is happening in our world today, so let's get started here on Casey and Company as we will attempt to make sense of the nonsensical. And since it is Easter Monday, if I can get my laptop to work here, behind enemy lines, U.S. executes one of the most challenging, complex mission in special ops history to save airmen. The United States executed what officials describe as one of the most challenging and complex rescue missions in the history of U.S. special operations to recover a downed Air Force officer deep inside Iran after he survived more than 24 hours behind enemy lines. Injured during the violent ejection, hunted across mountainous terrain by Iranian forces and civilians, and ultimately located through a high-stakes intelligence effort that initially raised fears of a trap before culminating in a dramatic extraction that forced U.S. forces to destroy their own aircraft. The president, Donald Trump, confirmed the rescue at 12 a.m. Sunday on Truth Social, declaring, "We got him," and describing the operation as one of the most daring search and rescue operations in U.S. history, adding, "The wounded officer is now safe and sound." Ladies and gentlemen, if it's one thing our great military has, it is incredible personnel. And I want to hear from you on this Easter morning Sunday. But right now, let's go to traffic with the Nature Boy of Traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
That would make me Ric Flair.
That would make you Ric Flair. But you know what? You're better than Ric Flair because you do what you do exceptionally, my man. I hope you had a wonderful and blessed Easter.
I did, and you and your family?
Very, very nice, thank you. The weather was great. It's a little chilly this morning, but hey, we're in early April.
Yeah, it was a wonderful deal here, about 83 and sunny.
Beautiful. Nice. Beautiful. So what's happening?
We have a wreck on the Capitol Beltway. They've now reopened three lanes, Outer Loop, American Legion Bridge. That's the bridge that takes you from Northern Virginia and the southern part of Maryland there, across the Potomac, and eventually out towards Dulles Airport. Big backup right now. We're getting two lanes to the left that are blocked, three lanes getting by to the right. That traffic that's coming around from Georgia Avenue, the Mormon Temple, River Road, when you get right before the bridge, you need to be in the center and the right side of the roadway. They're making some progress here, so they may get these other vehicles out of here within the next 20 minutes or half an hour or so. So we're watching that, keeping an eye on that. Nothing major early at the tunnels southbound. We're clear right now at the Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound, and all the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today, partly cloudy and breezy with high temps in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, cooler and windy. It will warm back up by the end of the week. Ocean City and Rehoboth are checking in with 46 degrees, and Bel Air is checking in at 40 degrees, so dress accordingly, get out, stay out, and please, please be safe on the road. Okay, so as I just said, it is Easter Monday, the day after Resurrection Day, and holy smokes, what great news regarding we, the United States of America, being able to extract one of our incredible pilots behind enemy lines. If you've got anything to say about that, please give us a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. Now, I wanted to start off with good news, but I have to pivot. I ponder how many people in the listening audience this morning are familiar with Sheridan Gorman. Sheridan Gorman had her entire life ahead of her. I think she was either a freshman or junior at Loyola Chicago in Governor Pritzker's Chicago, which if you've heard any of his comments about this, it's a disgrace. Sheridan Gorman, who was also involved in campus ministry at the University of Loyola Chicago, was with a few of her friends one evening. I forget which lake it is, but there's a lake right near the campus, and they were attempting to see the Northern Lights. When that evening, her life was snuffed by an illegal alien who had already been deported, already been arrested in Chicago, but, ladies and gentlemen, was released after being arrested numerous times. And guess what? An NGO, the NGO whose name I attempted to find, but I was unable to find. Now, remember, NGO, non-governmental contractor organization, your tax dollars goes to these NGOs. This particular NGO was paying for this illegal's apartment on the, apparently there's a beach there in Chicago, on the beach at this lake in Chicago, while Sheridan Gorman and her friends were paying to go to Loyola Chicago, and she is now with our Lord, but she will never have the opportunity to live to her fullest potential. Notwithstanding the fact, the mayor of Chicago, the governor of Illinois, and believe it or not, Loyola, which is supposed to be a Catholic university, are doing their best to cover up this horrific murder by an illegal. And it made me ponder over the weekend when I listened to a documentary that Steve Cortez did on this, or watched a documentary, it made me ponder that this beautiful young lady, and I also happened to watch her family as they did a very brief, or were asked to do a very brief press conference on this, it made me ponder the entire George Floyd scenario. By the time George Floyd had OD'd, within 48 hours, it was continuous in-your-face reporting, inclusive of our representatives in Washington obsessing over how George Floyd, who was an addict, who had a criminal record as long as your arm, among other things, threatened and tried to kill a pregnant woman. I could go on and on. Yet America was forced for George Floyd to be transcended from the criminal that he was into, as Nancy Pelosi stated, St. George Floyd. And there's a documentary on the George Floyd scenario that shows the chronology of his life. And then you think about the wonderful, promising life that Sheridan Gorman had before her, but she will never, ever be able to live to her potential because of an illegal. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hear from you on that or anything else that's on your mind here on WCBM. Give us a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680 as we start this Easter Monday free-for-all. We'll be right back after these important messages.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase actual working railroad signals and traffic lights and take advantage of free clinics and white elephant tables where you can sell your items. And skip the lines by purchasing express entry tickets on our website at gsmts.com. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. Let's go to the train show.
Hi, this is Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. The agent you choose matters. I have over 12,000 buyers in waiting. Your home may already be sold. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of your price or pay you the difference at vinnysteo.com.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. We started off this morning with the incredible Behind Enemy Lines. U.S. executes one of the most challenging complex missions in special ops history, and we've also talked and compared Sheridan Gorman to George Floyd. So I want to hear from you on both of these subjects. But first, let's go to traffic and weather with, again, the nature boy of traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I used to say, what are you going to do, brother?
Woo! But you are the nature boy of Florida golf, my friend.
There's no doubt about that. I'm in the flora and fauna, the sand, and the water all at the same time.
You gotta love it. You've gotta love it. What's happening?
On the Capitol Beltway, they actually cleared this thing pretty quickly. I have to give them credit. The state police got there, and the state highway trucks, they got there. At one point, we were down to two lanes, and now all the accident scene is gone at the American Legion Bridge. So the backup went back, almost back to 270, but on the move now, and should start to recover. We were just getting into the heavy traffic there, so we'll keep an eye on that. But you may be a little bit slower early today from Georgia Avenue around to the Mormon Temple and through there. The Beltway through Green Spring looks good. Lanes are open, and right now we're doing fine at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Today, partly cloudy and breezy with high temps in the upper 50s to low 60s. Should be a nice day. Tomorrow and Wednesday, cooler and windy. It'll be warming back up by the end of the week, so hang in there. Ocean City and Rehoboth are reporting 46 degrees. Bel Air is reporting 40. I've asked for calls. Mark in Baltimore, good morning. You'd like to react to the Iran rescue. How are you?
Yes, good morning. First, I want to wish you and all your listeners a happy Passover holiday. The 8-day Jewish festival concludes this coming Thursday, April 9th, during the day. I've been eating a lot of matzahs, as you can tell. Here's a question I have. We know that the CEO, and I actually heard this on the radio yesterday afternoon at the Great Rescue, that CIA was involved in the rescue efforts. But I also wanted to know, as far as you know, did we have any Iranian supporters, those who opposed the ragamuffins that are still unfortunately in power in Tehran? Did we get any support from them? These would be your pro-Shah forces and so forth. What do you know about that?
Honestly, Mark, I am not sure. I really don't know anything about that, but I can certainly try to look into it during one of the breaks. The article that I referenced did not mention anything about that. I apologize.
Okay, we'll do. Well, this is very important. We're very pleased that the airman has been rescued.
Yes.
And safe and so forth. And again, I wish you shalom and a happy Passover holiday to all.
Mark, thank you very much for calling this morning. It's greatly appreciated. You made great points. And again, the most important thing is the fact that we rescued one of our incredible airmen. So that's a beautiful thing. So when we think about United States citizen Sheridan Gorman, and then we think about the illegal who murdered her in cold blood, and the plethora of other American citizens that have been brutally murdered by these illegals, I always go back and ponder to what our great founding fathers said and believed when they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor so that we might live in a one nation under God, what they thought. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to now, Kristen, if you will, go to John Adams, one of our incredible founding fathers, on his thoughts.
There is an opinion among some people, Mr. Adams, that you are not the most attached of all your countrymen to the manners of France.
Yes, well, I avow to your majesty that I have no attachment to any country but my own.
An honest man will never have any other.
That short clip, that was when John Adams was at the time the liaison in visiting King George, and King George was the last to give in. However, John Adams, with so many other of our founding fathers, had committed his alliance to the newly formed United States of America. And speaking of committed to things, as we go toward the bottom of the hour, I happen to come across a very interesting article that I think you will, A, enjoy, but B, if you're in Maryland, I want to hear from you this morning at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680 regarding our governor and his recent trust crisis. It's been a tough week for the governor as questions raise about his, of all things, honesty. And Kristen, I think we could do an entire show regarding the current governor of Maryland's honesty. Governor Wes Moore is facing one of the most politically difficult stretches of his administration after newly released University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC, polls show his approval rating dropping below 50% for the first time during his time in office while concerns are piling up about his honesty, his leadership, and the state's economic outlook. Now, I will say this about that as we go to the bottom of the hour news with Julie Reiter. I will say this about that. If many of the local media and the national media were doing their job, ladies and gentlemen, I want to know if you agree with me, a little below 50%, quite frankly, if the truth were being told, I think his approval rating might be in the teens. But who am I? I'm just a guest host here on WCBM. But I want to hear what you think about this subject, and I'll get into this a little more after the break here with News and Weather with Julie Reiter.
Well, good morning. One man is dead, another wounded after a shooting in Edgewood. Harford County Sheriff's deputies were called to Grempler Way and Brookside Drive shortly after 11 p.m. Friday, where they found a 22-year-old man with apparent gunshot wound to his shoulder and neck area. He was taken to a Baltimore trauma center. Deputies at the scene were told there was another shooting victim nearby, and they found a 20-year-old who had been shot in the chest on Eloise Lane. EMS personnel say that victim died at the scene. An October trial date set for the man accused of setting fire to a vacant row home that partially collapsed and killed three Baltimore firefighters. James Barnett is facing charges that include three counts of second-degree murder and arson in the 2022 Stricker Street fire that claimed the lives of Lieutenant Kelsey Sadler, Lieutenant Paul Buttram, and EMT firefighter Kenny Lacayo. EMT firefighter John McMaster was seriously injured in the incident. A September motions hearing has been set for Barnett, who remains held without bail. Baltimore police investigating several non-fatal shootings that took place over the weekend. At around 3 a.m. Saturday, a man turned up at a hospital with gunshot wounds, and police learned he'd been shot in the 100 block of North Schroeder Street. Shortly after 9 p.m., a man showed up at a hospital with a gunshot wound to the hand. Police have not determined where that shooting happened. And another shooting victim went to a hospital for treatment around 5 p.m. Sunday. Investigators are trying to determine where that victim was when he was shot. Maryland Governor Wes Moore warning that the U.S. could be lurching again into another forever war paid by the American people. The Democrat made the comment during an appearance on a Sunday morning TV show, comparing the war with Iran to the war in Afghanistan. Moore added that while President Trump touts the success of Operation Epic Fury, he's yet to acknowledge the fact of the long road ahead. It comes as the war in Iran is now in its sixth week. Well, up next, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I am grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Gold. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 646, and the pick 4 was 8830. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And in the last 20 minutes, we also had a problem crossing the Potomac, this time on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. On the interloop, there was some police activity there right over the Potomac itself. And in the meantime, it has now cleared, but we're backed up back towards Indian Head Highway. It's on the move, but right now it's about a 15-minute delay through that area. So if you're coming down from Central Avenue, you're going into Alexandria, that's the reason for the problem there. We're still recovering from an earlier wreck that was on the outer loop at the American Legion Bridge going the opposite way into Northern Virginia, but that's also getting better. But now we'll stay with the heavy traffic from New Hampshire Avenue through Route 29 and around through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions. Highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s will be cooler on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
9 games in, his first ejection.
Craig Alvarez was not happy. I wonder if it was whether or not Alexander was ready.
Ready, or did he try to call time? Maybe he tried to call time and didn't get time.
James Jean certainly looked like he was ready to throw out Craig Alvarez. I mean, he was hot from the get-go.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Madison. Craig Alvarez, managing in his 9th career game, gets tossed for the first time, ejected in the 3rd inning. The Birds 8-2 loss to the Pirates yesterday for arguing with home plate umpire James Jean during a Blaze Alexander at bat. It was 6-0 Pirates when Alvarez left, and it didn't really get any better without him.
Swing, fly ball, deep center. Oh, that had a good sound on it. Tavares back, and there it goes! Cruz joins the Shrub Club with a home run to center.
Topiary tater time! He's done it again!
Craig Brown had the call on, extremely descriptive call on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. 8-2 was the final as the Pirates do sweep Baltimore over the weekend. After the game, manager Alvarez explains what led up to the ejection.
Stern before that, I mean, we knew Ashcraft, he likes to work fast, and he kind of, I wouldn't say quick pitch Basayo was first at bat, but Basayo felt like he wasn't ready. The Leody at bat, Leody asked for time twice, and he wasn't granted time, and then, so when Leody walked by, he gave me that nugget, and then I watched what happened with Blaze, and that's what kind of got me over the edge, pretty much.
And as far as the Orioles are concerned, it's on Chicago tonight. They go to the South Side. The pitcher was undecided as of last night because Kate Povich, who was supposed to start today, had to come in relief of Bassett yesterday and pitch 5 2/3 for Baltimore. Elsewhere, how about the Marlins last night coming back in New York?
That's a base hit! That a baby grab! That'll play one! That'll give them the lead! Stopping at third.
Kyle Seeleff had the call on Marlins.tv. Graham Paul's two-run double keying a 4-run eighth as the Marlins hold off the Yanks 7-6, snapping New York's 4-game winning streak. Ravens news, today's the day in terms of learning if Lamar is serious in his role of a leader on the Baltimore Ravens. The team's offseason workout program begins today in Owings Mills, and all along, head coach Jesse Minter has been noncommittal about Lamar's attendance. NCAA women's basketball crowned a new champion last night.
Ravens Johnson, taken away by Rice. South Carolina, a little sloppy with the basketball in this third. Ledger Walker, got it!
Ryan Rucco had the call on CBS. Bethesda native Kiki Rice caps a tremendous senior campaign. 10 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, leading the UCLA women to a 79-51 win over South Carolina. Their first NCAA championship. The Bruins had won an AIAW women's championship in 1978 before the NCAA sponsored women's sports. Meanwhile, on the ice last night, the Caps playoff hopes were dealt a severe blow by the New York Rangers.
Melosh dropped it back for long. Out in front, they score! Adam Sakura!
Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. Sakura's goal capped a 4-goal Rangers rally in 10 minutes of the second quarter, and the Rangers trashed the Caps 8-1 the final at Madison Square Garden. The time now is 6:37. When we return, things we've learned early on about the Orioles.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
Jeff, first of all, welcome in.
Thank you.
Had a great Easter, and it's great to see you again.
I did. It's great to see you as well. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Easter, unfortunately, hasn't been
good for the Orioles, at least the last couple years. They were swept last year over Easter weekend. That was the Charlie Morton meltdown. And then, of course, the Orioles were swept this past weekend by the Pirates in Pittsburgh. And just a couple things real quick. I'm not sure how close you follow, et cetera. But one thing that, I mean, this was supposed to be one of the most improved teams in baseball from a year ago. And it's a small sample size. It's 9 games, okay? But the one thing that's really standing out, like simple plays to make on defense, this team doesn't make.
Yeah, well,
I mean, how many throws or errors have the pitchers made, and just plays in the infield, and like you like pull if you had hair, you'd pull it out.
Yeah, neither you nor I have hair, but that's a beautiful thing. I just think it goes back to rudimentary, and I coached baseball youth for a long time, and when you've got the chemistry, everything's going well. I didn't think also that I know for the past few years, Pittsburgh has not fielded a strong team at all. And it's, you know, I hate to correlate or compare the two, but here we go again. We listened to this at the beginning of the Ravens season last year, how they were favored to be to go to the Super Bowl and everything else. I just think that we view so much in 10-second to 30-second clips that we never, and you and I have had this conversation many times, we do not let the drama of sports unfold and just follow it as it goes. It always seems like there's so many of these incredible predictions, as you just alluded, and just a short snapshot of time.
Well, I think also part of the thing is, you know, and fans know this, I mean, you know, when you hear things come out of spring training, everything's great.
Yes.
The players look great. They're in shape. They really had a great offseason. You know, Adley looks stronger. This guy has this and this guy. Everything is hunky-dory, right?
Yep.
Until they start playing the games. So the point is, you don't really know anything about anybody on your team until it starts counting.
Exactly.
Now, again, this is a small sample size.
Yes.
It's 9 games. The season isn't over. We all understand that. But this team should be playing better than 3-6 baseball right now. Chris Bassitt should be better than a 14.51 earned run average. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Yes,
so
yes.
We shall see.
We shall see. But again, with baseball, it's like you said, it goes back to the basic fundamentals. If you can't get the fundamentals down, then nothing else will fall into place. And it's not that I'm equating the two, but I do follow golf, the PGA, a lot. And as you know, Saturday and then Sunday morning will come around, and everybody's predicting this one or that one. In golf, it always comes down to the last 9 on the last day, because we always have to remember the mental perspective of sports.
Yeah, it's so true. The back 9. Also, one more thing on the Orioles.
Yes, sir.
Strikeouts. No walks, 14 strikeouts yesterday. Earlier in the season, they had a game, 1 walk, 16 strikeouts. Okay, they're not putting the ball in play.
Right.
They had the third worst strikeout rate of any team in the major leagues last year. They were supposed to correct that.
Right.
This year, they're averaging 9 strikeouts per 9 innings. That's just not going to cut it. They got to put the ball in play.
They've got to put you're exactly right, especially as you alluded, if they're having trouble on defense.
You got it.
So, thank you, Gary. Great job as always. Gary Stein on sports. Okay, getting back to this, we were talking about the incumbent governor of Maryland and his approval rating dropping. So the UMBC poll found 48% of surveyed Marylanders approve the job Governor Moore is doing, while 42% disapprove and 9% remain undecided. Well, I got to say, the 9% must clearly be living in a hole somewhere. Oh, let's go to traffic with the nature boy of traffic, Chuck Whitaker. Chuck,
still
what's happening
trip
out there?
Thank you. Still a good trip as you're moving across the Bay Bridge. 3 westbound, 2 eastbound, no delays there. And then clear through the area at Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge,
and then over towards I-97. The morning backup not there yet. I-97 southbound is clear at Route 32. So far, so good on the Beltway. Doing fine right here at 95 Russell Street, 395 at Camden Yards. And really, right now, under a five-minute delay, just some moderate to heavy traffic early, and we hope it stays that way for a while. We're in the good shape right now, south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Today, partly cloudy and breezy with high temps in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, cooler and windy, warming back up by the end of the week. Rehoboth and Ocean City are checking in with 46 degrees and Bel Air with 40 degrees. So get out and enjoy this day if by chance you don't have to work on this Easter Monday. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company. I want to hear from you because whatever's on your mind is on our mind this morning. So give us a call at 410-922-6680. Or 800-922-6680. So we're talking about the governor and his falling polls and approval rating. And a political science professor at St. Mary's College said, well, it ain't good. No incumbent wants to be polling below 50%, especially in an election year. And it's interesting. I ponder with the Maryland legislature and what's going on down there and some of the things that they're doing that, quite frankly, go against the grain of everything that we, the hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens, believe in our country. And then once again, I revert back to history and I think of John Adams. And if you will, Kristen, in about 10 seconds, I'd like to play our second clip because our founding fathers, their entire priority, their entire purpose was our liberty and our freedom. And my golly, have we gotten so far away from that, from the perspective of our elected representatives? So let's play the commitment to our liberty and freedom.
Madame Alessis wishes to inquire if you have had occasion to attend the opera and Les Danseuses.
No, I regret to say I have no ear for la musique.
Oh.
No, I'm afraid my occupation allows me a little time for the finer arts.
Il n'y a pas le temps, il a beaucoup de travail.
Now, I must study politics and war, you see, so that my sons will have the liberty to study mathematics and philosophy. My sons must study navigation, commerce, and agriculture so that their children will have the right to study painting and poetry and music.
Je dois étudier la politique et la guerre, et alors mes fils auront le droit, la liberté un jour d'apprendre les mathématiques et la philosophie. Mes fils doivent apprendre l'agriculture et la navigation, et alors un jour ils auront le droit d'apprendre la poésie, la peinture et la musique. C'est très organisé.
Très ennuyeux.
Bravo, Mr. Adams. Bravo.
That was John Adams at an extravagant French dinner. And at the time, as we all know, as is today, the French were socialist. But John Adams' commitment was for us to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Liberty and freedom. And I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, here on Easter Monday, do you think that the governor of Maryland and the legislature, with the largest tax increase in I don't know how long, and an explosive budget, are working for us, those who get up every day and do the right thing and try to take care of our families. Holy smokes, we try to simply send our children to school to be educated, and this is what we get. Former principal gets 5 years for child porn. Jerry P. Williams, a former principal of Rainer Junior High School in Columbia County, Oregon, who was already on paid administrative leave for his September comments about Charlie Kirk, is headed to prison for possessing and sharing images of child sex abuse. You hear this over and over of these teachers who are supposed to be educating our children with our money, are preying on them. For the life of me, I do not understand any of this. And I know that, today in Maryland, the schools are closed. I'd love to hear from teachers or people who work in Baltimore County School or any county school in Maryland what your perspective is. Give us a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. And what is happening in our schools today? We'll talk about that and some other issues as we unfold this morning here on Casey and Company. We will be right back.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Johns Hopkins is seeking individuals age 60 and older who are experiencing mild memory issues to participate in a research study funded by the National Institute on Aging. The research aims to explore the connection between stress and memory. Participants will need to visit Johns Hopkins Bayview twice now with a follow-up visit in 2 years. You may receive up to $300 compensation for your time. If you're interested, please call 410-550-2036. That's 410-550-2036.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with fun for the entire family, door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
When we've watched a president who's now had the greatest assault on black female employment, when we've seen the president of the United States trying to ban books, change our history, minimize our history.
That's right.
You're out of touch. I'm out of
the views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. We have been covering a lot of topics this morning, but most importantly, I want to hear from you at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. Let's go to Chuck Whitaker in traffic.
It looks like there may have been another new problem now towards the Capitol Beltway. We had the police activity on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and then apparently now in the backup, there was a wreck in the area just before Pennsylvania Avenue and getting around towards Branch Avenue. So that traffic there again on the Interloop, we're now looking at a delay for the traffic through there, working its way eventually down towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. So I want to give you the heads up for that. The outer loop of the Beltway now has become the normal delay on the Capitol Beltway. Earlier problems at the American Legion Bridge have been gone for a while. Just a normal delay now around Route 29 and Georgia Avenue. And you'll have some brake lights now on the west side outer loop on 695 between I-70 and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today, partly cloudy and breezy with high temps in the upper 50s to low 60s. Should be a nice day. Tomorrow and Wednesday, cooler and windy, warming back up by the end of the week. Ocean City and Rehoboth are at currently 46 degrees, and Bel Air is at 40 degrees. So again, we're talking about a lot of things, but I always like to refer back to history. Therefore, I would like to play a clip that I think epitomizes where we were and, quite frankly, where we should be now. So if you think that It's a Wonderful Life is specifically a Christmas movie, ladies and gentlemen, it's not. It goes so much deeper than that. So, Kristen, let's play George Bailey in the defense of the local building and loan and small businesses.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to get to my faith and devotion. It was his faith and devotion that are responsible for this organization. I'll go further than that. I'll say that to the public, Peter Bailey was the building and loan.
Oh, that's fine, Potter, coming from you, considering that you probably drove him to his grave.
Peter Bailey was not a businessman. That's what killed him. Oh, I don't mean any disrespect to him, God rest his soul. He was a man of high ideals, so-called. But ideals without common sense can ruin this town. Now, you take this loan here to Ernie Bishop. You know, that fellow that sits around all day on his brains in his taxi, you know. I happen to know the bank turned down this loan. But he comes here, and we're building him a house worth $5,000. Why?
Well, I handled that, Mr. Potter. You have all the papers there, his salary, insurance. I can personally vouch for his character.
Friend of yours?
Yes, sir.
You see, if you shoot pool with some employee here, you can come and borrow money. What does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class. And all because a few starry-eyed dreamers like Peter Bailey stir them up and fill their head with a lot of impossible ideas. Now, I say...
Just a minute. Hold on, Mr. Potter. Just a minute. Now, you're right when you say my father was no businessman. I know that. Why he ever started this cheap penny-ante building alone, I'll never know, but neither you nor anybody else can say anything against his character, because his whole life was... Why, in the 25 years since he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy? He didn't save enough money to send Harry to school, let alone me. But he did help a few people get out of your slums, Mr. Potter. And what's wrong with that? But here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers? You said that they... What did you say just a minute ago? They had to wait and save their money before they even thought of a decent home? Wait for what? Until their children grow up and leave them? Until they're so old and broke them down that they... You know how long it takes a working man to save $5,000? Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loan.
I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on, and it's galling you. That's what you're talking about, I know. Well, I've said too much. You're the board here. You do what you want with this thing. There's just one thing more, though. This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter. Come on.
Without crawling to Potter. Sounds like an oligarchy was forming even back then, as it is now. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. If you want to learn more about the Patriot Club of America, PatriotClubUSA.com, PatriotClubUSA.com, sitting here in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company on this Easter Monday, where we're looking to hear from you regarding anything that's on your mind at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. So as we wrap up this hour, when I have the privilege to guest host, I enjoy reflecting upon history, especially American history, because it gives us a chronology of where we've been and how it was, but how we have been being manipulated for a very, very long time. And even back in the 40s and 30s, when Frank Capra directed so many wonderful movies, such as It's a Wonderful Life, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Meet John Doe, etc. The meaning and stories behind those movies were incredible. So we'll get back after the top of the hour and continue this great conversation here on Casey & Company. I am Jeff McDonald. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
This is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The clock is ticking toward President Trump's deadline for Iran to allow free and unrestricted shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. President's deadline tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern. If Iran fails to honor the deadline, Mr. Trump vows to hit infrastructure, including Iranian power plants. The president recently said the U.S. does not rely on or need the strait, and that European nations should step up and control the waterway. Iran continues lashing out at some of its Persian Gulf neighbors.
We've heard alerts and sirens sound in the UAE and in Kuwait overnight. What we have seen is an apparent narrowing of targets in Bahrain, Kuwait, and the UAE over the last few days. Iran saying it has been targeting oil and energy infrastructure. And all the while, of course, this messaging on social media from President Trump, who is ramping up his rhetoric again, seemingly emboldened by that rescue of that U.S. air crew deep inside Iran.
The BBC's Lorna Gordon, that daring rescue she referred to is a safe recovery of the two American aviators whose fighter jet crashed in Iran. Iran and the U.S. now in possession of a draft proposal calls for a 45-day ceasefire as well as reopening of the straits.
That's what two Mideast officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, tell the AP. Egyptian, Pakistani, and Turkish mediators drafted the plan. They hoped the 45-day window would provide enough time for talks to reach a permanent ceasefire. Meanwhile, Iran and the U.S. have not responded to the proposal.
And that's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Traders return to work today on Wall Street following the long holiday weekend. At the moment, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up about half a dozen points. NASDAQ futures ahead 132 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on WCBM. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
And the big slowdown right now continues in Prince George's County. If you're trying to go from 214 around to the area of Indian Head Highway and out onto the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, pretty much gridlock in that area. There was an incident on the bridge, and then there was a wreck in that area around St. Barnabas Road. And I'm looking at the camera right at 210, and it's not moving very well right now. So that's a big delay trying to get across the Potomac and into Alexandria. Right now, I would suggest probably pretty close to a half an hour delay, if not longer, for that area of the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions. Highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s will be cooler on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore and the Maryland Department of Transportation are scheduled today to announce a plan to develop the Baltimore area's transit system. The Baltimore Region Transit-Oriented Development Strategy includes a request for qualifications to redevelop state-owned land around the Rogers Avenue Metro subway station. Officials say the strategy aims to increase ridership and improve the quality of transit options for residents. Transit-oriented development is a central focus of Governor Moore's 2026 legislative agenda. Baltimore police investigating an Easter morning murder in Federal Hill. Officers responded to the 200 block of Key Highway at around 2:30 Sunday morning, where they found an unresponsive man with an apparent gunshot wound. Medics pronounced the victim dead at the scene. Video from a security camera shows a group of people in the parking lot of a small shopping plaza at the time of the shooting. Police are working to identify a suspect. They ask anyone with information on the shooting to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Offensive futility for the Birds yesterday as they played a meager two runs against Braxton Ashcraft and two relievers in an 8-2 loss to Pittsburgh. And to make matters worse, listen to this. No walks, 14 strikeouts. It's the fourth time this year the Baltimore batting order has struck out 11 or more times in a game. Manager Albert has tried to explain it.
But yeah, it looked like our guys were trying to cover up and, you know, get back into the game with the big blow, and that's what kind of led to the strikeouts today.
Meanwhile, Orioles starter Chris Bassitt didn't really give the Birds a chance anyway, allowing six runs in the first two innings. The right-hander's ERA stands at 14.51 through two starts. So now it's on to Chicago to face the White Sox at 7:40 p.m. with the pitcher undecided. Cade Povich was supposed to get the call, but he got thrown in there yesterday to relieve Bassitt, pitching 5 2/3 innings. Meanwhile, the Banner reporting late Saturday night that the team is seeking a second opinion on the right elbow of Zach Eflin, usually not a good sign. Eflin was taken out in the fourth inning of his debut start against the Rangers this season. He's flying to Dallas tomorrow to consult with the esteemed surgeon, Dr. Keith Meister. Ravens news, the team welcomes players in today for the beginning of their off-season workout program, especially important because everything is new in Owings Mills. It was Jesse Minter last week on the chances of Lamar showing up.
I know Lamar's excited. I think he is excited about some of the changes. We've had a lot of good connection points, but you know, the off-season program is voluntary, and we're excited to get a chance to work with all the guys, whoever wants to show up.
whoever wants to show up. Wow. Coming up in 30 minutes, a defensive performance for the ages. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company on this, the Easter Monday free-for-all. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. If you want to learn more about the Patriot Club of America, you can visit our website at patriotclubusa.com, patriotclubusa.com. I am guest hosting this morning for Sean Casey here on WCBM 680 AM, WCBM.com around the world, and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Along with me this morning is our friendly and talented producer, Kristen Hagrid. So, I want to hear from you again at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680 on this, and I will say it again, Easter Monday, but what happened in New York? These little town blues, New York, New York, on Good Friday. Well, we're going to learn. Zoran Mondami omits Jesus' name in Good Friday message. We mark a day of sacrifice. New York City Mayor Zoran Mondami made a Good Friday statement about sacrifice, fasting, and faith, but did not mention Jesus Christ by name, while Representative Andy Ogles, Republican from Tennessee, promoted legislation calling for the American flag to be flown at half staff in recognition of Christ's crucifixion. Quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I agree 100% with Representative Andy Ogles' promotion that the flag, the American flag, be flown at half staff, because within Christianity, Good Friday is probably the most profound holiday in Christianity. That being said, we have to ponder, are we in fact being deceived? And I think we are. I don't think we have time to do the clip between now and traffic. But again, what are your thoughts on this? That one of the highest holy days in Christianity, commemorating the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ, who Christians believe died to save the world from sin. He died on the cross, and our sins died with him. Therefore, the resurrection gives us life. Life. We all are sinners. However, our sins died with Christ. Erasing Jesus' name entirely and deliberately strips Good Friday of its very purpose, reducing it to an empty observations. I'd like to hear what you have to say about that. So give me a call here on Casey and Company this morning at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. 6680. Let's go to the nature boy of traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still running just fine this morning, under 5 minutes right now. That's always good for about 7:15 in the morning. No problems there. JFX, you're good. We've seen just minor slowing on the Beltway. Some folks have the day off today. It's Easter Monday, so a little bit lighter than usual. Some traffic out there, of course, at Hartford Road through Green Spring and Pikesville and down the west side. Some areas now south and east on the Beltway and some of the major roadways also now fighting some of the bright sunshine. Capitol Beltway has been the big problem, getting a little better just in the last couple of minutes. They cleared that wreck on the inner loop near St. Barnabas Road. That is now on the shoulder. There was a broken down vehicle earlier. It was there for about 10 minutes on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway coming up to the ramp at Route 50, and we still have a delay through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today, partly cloudy and breezy with high temps in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, cooler and windy. However, it will be warming back up by the end of the week on the Eastern Shore. Ocean City and Rehoboth are experiencing approximately 50 degrees, and in Bel Air, it's 40 degrees. So, again, I want to hear from you. Are we living through the lens of deception? And I found this clip that, Kristen, if we could play that, that I think says it all. I would like you to please listen intently to this young lady as she breaks it down. Please go ahead, Kristen.
Control of the most intelligent, powerful species on the planet would be to completely divide them from the love within themselves. As soon as they are old enough to begin creating an understanding of who they are, force them into a system that teaches them that it is wrong to be yourself if yourself is different from what is accepted as normal. Confuse them about their own biological makeup so that they think that permanently altering their body is the answer to happiness. Require their daily attendance at an institution that makes them focus only on the information that is provided. Make them attend that institution from age 5 until an adult and repeatedly test them on the information so that it becomes their truth. Give them an explanation to everything so that they never have a chance to make their own assumptions of the world. Scold them and humiliate them if they suggest an opinion that opposes that of their authoritatives. Keep reminding them of how cruel their ancestors were to each other in the past and broadcast how cruel they are to each other in the present. Only show them tragedies on the news so that they live in fear and think the worst of one another. Convince them that their species used to be that of an incognizant wild animal. Make them think that their very existence is so incredibly random that they lack purpose and struggle to make sense of a creator. Tell them that their kind is as smart as they've ever been so that they don't question the integrity of the system that they're in. Provide them idols with artificial beauty and use them as examples of what it is to look perfect so that they are never content with their own appearance and can't help but to compare themselves amongst each other. Create addictive digital platforms that rank them by numbers so that they base their self-worth off of the amount of followers that they have and are never satisfied. Build a society around them in which those who have money benefit and those who don't fail. Make money their main focus, but make it so difficult to accumulate that they remain in a place of constant struggle, forced to dedicate the majority of their time to the system that made it this way. Tax them in every way possible, but tell them that it's for their own benefit so that they don't think twice about paying it. Take so much of their time and energy throughout the week, but give them 2 days to themselves so that they feel a sense of reward and don't fight back. Promote the consumption of poison in every social setting so that even on those 2 days, they remain disconnected from themselves and each other. Pump their food with excess sugars and addictive chemicals, but make it cheap, advertised, and easily accessible so that they never stop consuming. When their food makes them ill, prescribe them medication that only masks the symptoms so that they become dependent on it every day. Charge them so much money for healthcare so that they stay in a constant loop of consuming, medicating, and working. Cause chaos amongst them and blame it on a group of their own so that they form judgmental stereotypes. Turn them against each other in so many ways so that even if they were to connect on one, they would still be divided by another.
So, I know that was a lot, but the thrust of that is turning us against each other through violence, chaos, division among us, destruction of beauty. They work constantly against truth, good, and beauty. And we could talk about that from a plethora of perspectives, and we will. But I want to hear from you. I'm Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey and Casey & Company. Give us a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. And we're going to go back to New York for the once great show many, many decades ago, Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live star Mike O'Shea got raving applause from the studio audience, which I'm sure they were blinking the applause now signs, this weekend after he cracked a ghastly joke about President Donald Trump during the weekend update on the show the day before Easter. The comedian started his bit The comedian started his bit saying he thinks that it's cool that the president is going to the theater on the heels of Trump's attendance at the musical Chicago performed last Wednesday at the Trump John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. But after saying he thinks it's cool, Shea added, "What's the worst thing that could happen?" As the studio, as the in studio crowd cheered and clapped, Shea's wisecracks stem from an allusion to the murder of our 16th president, Republican Abe Lincoln, who went to Ford's Theater to take in a play in April of July of 1865, only to be shot in the head from behind by a Democrat communist assassin. Clearly, Che was riffing off Lincoln's assassination after he went to the theater. What do you think about that? I mean, here we go again. You've got Mondomini refusing to recognize Good Friday, and now Saturday Night Live joking about the assassination of a president. Give me a call, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. We will be right back. I am Jeff McDonald.
Laurie and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community. I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, when is it time to look into memory care, and what should be considered when deciding placement for a loved one?
Thank you. Good morning. So when it comes to looking into memory care for a loved one, a lot should be considered. I would say take a look on the online for their state survey and see what they got dinged on in the past. I think that's extremely important even before you go into a community. You should also take a look at their website and see if their activities calendar is posted and what is in that activities calendar. If you're looking at memory care specifically, it should be jam-packed from morning until later in the evening. So that way there is no time where your loved one would feel lost and not engaged throughout their day. You should also ask what their staffing ratios are. It's extremely important that they have enough support within the community. You don't want to run with a skeleton crew in a memory care. You want to make sure that it's very robust staffing. Harmony Park is very unique in its staffing because we have two different programming directors. So we have a director for our memory care programming, which is activities-based. And then we also have a clinical director for our memory care who's just focused on the health side of it, which is wonderful to have. With that being said, we also have two med techs, we have multiple caregivers, we have a very robust activity staff. So there's a lot of layers that we have in our community to make sure that our residents are thoroughly supported. It's also important when you're looking into a memory care that you need to watch what the residents are doing when you're coming in for a tour, and also look at the state of themselves. You know, do they look kept? Do they look happy? Little things like that will tell you a lot about a community.
For more information on Harmony Park and Laurie and Harmony Hall, log on to laurieandassistedliving.com.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
we've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, let's go to, my apologies, let's go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker.
It's all right. I'm just waiting for you.
My apologies,
Chuck. I'm nothing without you. You realize that.
I do realize that, and that is quite a privilege. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor, for having me on once again.
You're very welcome.
95 southbound is running okay this morning. Fort McHenry Tunnel, all the lanes are open south from there and down to the ramps at 395, 895 southbound. Has picked up a few brake lights right after O'Donnell Street, and we had a report about 10 minutes ago that there may have been a wreck northbound on 895 around the Toll Plaza area, and I've been looking for it. I don't see it. There's no backup there. Looking at the camera at Shell Road, and there's no impact northbound. So if it was there, maybe on the shoulder, not an impact right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today, partly cloudy and breezy with high temps in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, cooler and windy. However, we will be warming up by the end of the week, so that's a beautiful thing. On the eastern shore, Ocean City and Rehoboth are checking in with 50 degrees, and in Bel Air, it is 40 degrees. So get out, stay out, enjoy the day, and if you're on the roads, please, please be careful on this Easter Monday. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, sitting in for Sean Casey here on Casey and Company. So give us a call this morning at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. Howie in Bel Air, I want to thank you for taking time to give us a call this morning, and you'd like to talk about the mayor of New York.
Yeah, I'm no fan of Mr. Mamdani, believe me, or the Muslim religion, especially the radical Muslims. I do think we need to cut him a little bit of slack, though, and that he has that freedom of religion. You see, after Muhammad died, and he died of food poisoning, apparently at the hand of a man by the name of Uthman, and Uthman then confiscated all copies of the Quran and had them edited. He took out the reference to the deity of Christ and the resurrection. In fact, Muslims today, most Muslims believe that Jesus was not crucified, that they grabbed the wrong man. Again, that only dates back to after 600 A.D., so it's just a wild theory that came into history. But, again, Mr. Mamdani does have freedom of religion to believe that, and I wouldn't want to trample on his rights there.
I truly appreciate that, Howie. I agree with you 100% regarding the First Amendment. However, it is Good Friday. It is the highest holy day in the Christian religion. Therefore, we should collectively communicate it accurately. And I'll never forget George Bush stating after 9/11 that Islam was a religion of peace. Kristen, is there anything you'd like to add to that? No? Okay. I just saw you shaking your head, but that's okay. But I just think that, again, not to be redundant, now I've gotten off here a little bit. When you think about how profound Good Friday is, I just think that you either honor the day or don't honor the day, and you are the mayor of the city. Kristen,
no,
go ahead.
I mean, honestly, you took the words right out of my mouth. No, I was just nodding my head, because that's right. He didn't have to give a Good Friday address,
correct,
right? But you can't just start freestyling and making up your own holiday and changing it. So, yeah, I didn't quite understand that listener's point. I think if he doesn't agree and it's a different religion, I would just skip it. Probably better not to say anything, but
Yeah, you know, that's, Kristen.
I don't care what the Muslim faith history is. It doesn't matter. It's a Good Friday weekend.
It doesn't matter.
That a different religion's holiday.
Exactly. And based on that, and whenever I am blessed to sit in for Sean Casey, I keep the Constitution and the Bill of Rights by my side. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And you're spot on, Kristen. And like I said, and Howie, I understand where you're coming from. That is true. But on that high holy day, either honor it or don't say anything at all. Someone also had called about where they can receive the clip of the young lady talking about we are living through the lens of deception. I will give you my email address. You'll have to give me your cell number because it was forwarded to me quite a while ago. I had intended to play it when I guest hosted last time, but we just did not have time. I cannot find it anywhere. I don't know where it came from. There's no title to it. However, if you want to email me at jmcdonald162@comcast.net, jmcdonald162@comcast.net, reference the show. I will need your cell number because I will have to text it to you because unless, Kristen, you can email it back to me or whatever, I can't find it anywhere. Like I said, it was forwarded to me. It is so profound. And I think that after Julie Ryder does the news at the bottom of the hour, when we get back, we're going to break it up and do a little bit of it in segments because it is absolutely incredible. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. We'll be right back after Julie Ryder, the news, weather, and sports.
Well, good morning. A man is suffering from serious injuries after saying ICE agents rammed his vehicle. Ever Alvarengo Rios from Honduras is in the hospital where his attorney says ICE is blocking attempts to visit him. The incident happened on Haven Street Thursday. Department of Homeland Security officials said in a statement that officers tried to conduct a vehicle stop, but instead of complying with law enforcement, Alvarengo Rios drove recklessly through the streets of Baltimore and slammed on his brakes, causing a multi-car pileup. He then attempted to flee on foot and continued to disobey law enforcement commands. ICE law enforcement officers say they followed their training and used the minimum amount of force necessary to make the arrest. Anne Arundel County Police have released surveillance images of the suspect in last week's robbery of a Verizon store in Odenton. Police say the suspect entered the business on Thursday evening, then pulled a gun on employees and customers in the store before taking merchandise and fleeing. The suspect was wearing a yellow construction shirt and dark-colored pants with a white medical mask. Anyone with information on the suspect is asked to call the Anne Arundel County Police tip line. One man is dead and another wounded after a shooting in Edgewood. Harford County Sheriff's deputies were called to Grempler Way and Brookside Drive shortly after 11 p.m. Friday, where they found a 22-year-old man with apparent gunshot wound to his shoulder and neck area. He was taken to a Baltimore trauma center. Deputies at the scene were told there was another shooting victim nearby. They found a 20-year-old who had been shot in the chest on Eloise Lane. EMS personnel say that victim died at the scene. And Maryland Governor Wes Moore warning that the U.S. could be lurching again into another forever war paid for by the American people. The Democrat made the comment during an appearance on Sunday morning news show comparing the war with Iran to the war in Afghanistan. Well, coming up next, it's a check of traffic plus a Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
These are the lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 646, and the pick 4 was 8830. Now, it's traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Some areas on the Beltway fighting the bright sunshine right here on the inner loop between Delaney Valley Road and York Road. Really bright sunshine, but the traffic overall for Easter Monday is down a little bit, so we're not getting any big backups. So you're going to need your sunglasses in some of these areas. City police have a couple of accidents. One is downtown St. Paul Street at Madison Street. There's one up on the northwest side at Garrison Boulevard, very close to the intersection at Reisterstown Road. City police will be directing traffic there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions. Highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s will be cooler on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
More contact, please.
Strikeout on the curveball. Full count on Basayo and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Back with the heat. Swung through and missed. Struck him out. 98 miles an hour.
Greg Brown had the call on Sportsnet. Pittsburgh Pirates starter Braxton Ashcraft striking out 8 and 6 innings pitched yesterday, and the Birds go down 14 times in all. No walks in an 8-2 loss to the Pirates, clinching a series sweep for Pittsburgh. The O's have now struck out 11 or more times in 4 games this year, have scored 2 or fewer runs in 5. Tonight, the Birds are in Chicago with their pitcher undecided because Cade Povich had to go 5 2/3 in relief of Chris Bassett yesterday. Game time is 7:40 p.m. against the White Sox. Elsewhere in baseball, it was a happy Easter weekend for the Dodgers in D.C.
Hammered to center field. Shohei Ohtani gone!
Joe Davis had the call on Sportsnet L.A. That was a wallop. Straightaway center field out by the loading dock area at Nats Park. Dodgers sweep the Nationals 8-6 was the final yesterday. Meanwhile, dominance last night by the UCLA women.
UCLA dominating the glass. They are a +14. Comes John Staley's number one key to us. That's the catch and the finish.
Ryan Rucco had the call on CBS. The Bruins becoming the first team in a national title game to hold an opponent under 30% shooting overall and under 15% from three-point range. They crushed South Carolina 79-51. By now you know the scene that UConn women's coach Gino Auriemma made in the post-game handshake line with South Carolina's Dawn Staley after the Gamecocks defeated the Huskies in the semifinal round. What you may not have heard was the interview Auriemma gave Holly Rowe as to what this was all about.
There were 6 fouls called that quarter, all of them against us. And they've been beating the shit out of our guys down there the entire game. And I'm not making excuses because we haven't been able to make a shot. But this is ridiculous. Their coach rants and raves on the sideline and calls the referee some names you don't want to hear. And now we get 6-0, and I got a kid with a ripped jersey, and they go, I didn't see it. Come on, man. This is for the national championship.
8 personal fouls called all game against South Carolina, 17 against UConn in that game. The time now is 7:36. When we return, it's a tale of 2 Ravens players.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase actual working railroad signals and traffic lights and take advantage of free clinics and white elephant tables where you can sell your items. And skip the lines by purchasing express entry tickets on our website at gsmts.com. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. Let's go to the train show.
Jeff, you brought up a really interesting point off the air, and I found the cut, so I'm going to play it. These are two cuts. We've been talking the last couple of days about Lamar potentially not showing up today for the Ravens offseason workouts, which is important this year as it is every year. But clearly this year, because there's a new coach, a new coaching staff, there's new terminology, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so here's Jesse Minter, and we've heard this cut before, kind of making an excuse for Lamar potentially not showing up. So here's Jesse Minter.
We're excited about the offseason program. I know Lamar's excited. I think he is excited about some of the changes. We've had a lot of good connection points. But, you know, the offseason program is voluntary.
So he qualifies it. The offseason program is voluntary, kind of setting the scene, okay? Now, on the other hand, here's Trey Hendrickson, the Ravens' defensive pass rusher that they just picked up in free agency. This was at his press conference when he was asked what he will do in terms of OTAs.
I'm excited to go to OTAs, right? Like, I'm excited to be at training camp. Like, I'm a football player. I like to put my hand in the dirt. I like the smell of the grass. I like my cleats sweaty when I come in from a hard training camp practice.
Now, that's what should be happening.
That is the intestinal fortitude, the grit that makes an NFL player. My God, you work. Most of these guys, from the time they were kids, when they realized they had a gift from God, and they make it through the reverse funnel, and like you and I have talked about before, the amount of money that's being paid, and don't bury the lead here. Everything from within the Ravens organization is brand new. It's a new day. It's the start of a new season. And you have to make excuses for your quarterback that he's not going to show up for the OTAs. Quite frankly, I just think that's sad. And what is that showing to the young guys coming up? Right.
Yeah. I mean, if your quarterback doesn't show up, then who needs to show up?
Right.
That's number one. Number two. All winter long, we've heard about how invested Lamar was.
Yes.
He was on the Zoom calls with all the coaches and the interviews, and he asked the questions and this and that. Okay, all those things happen, right? If all those things happened and he doesn't show up for OTAs, I mean, I don't get that. How are you invested? And then now you're not invested?
You can't square that circle, Gary. And it's one of those things where I hate to say it, but they have become so coddled and so spoiled. And when you and I are old enough to remember the world's and I always bring this up, the world's largest outdoor insane asylum, Memorial Stadium, and watching the Colts do what the Colts did. They lived in the community. I often tell a story about John Unitas and myself and an autograph. It is a completely different mentality, and it's like so many things today. I just think we've ruined a great, great game. And I think that between now and when the OTAs start, perhaps our friend Lamar may have an awakening.
I don't know. Look, we're just supposing. We'll see what happens today.
Yes.
Okay, so let's just give him the benefit of the doubt for the moment. Okay, but we'll see what happens. But those days that you cited, the ones when the players, those days are over.
They're over. I mean, they're over.
There's no football player living in your community.
No.
Okay, there's
no. Right. Hell, mean, the freaking guys that give them the towels and everything on the sidelines probably don't live in a better community than I do. Nothing wrong with my community, but it's out of control.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's out of control or not, but it is what it is. They live in a completely different world than we live in. So, anyway, that's what you got.
Thank you, Gary. I truly appreciate it. And you're right. It's not out of control. It is a completely different world. Thank you, Gary. And thank you for playing that clip. I love that clip. It says it all. Thank you. All right. So, getting back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. I always love when Gary and I talk about sports. I sort of get off track here. But we will be playing Choose the Fake News. So I need a contestant right now to win fabulous prizes here on WCBM, Casey and Company. So give us a call to play Fake News at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680, as you can match wits with our incredible executive producer Kristen Hagrick, and the nature boy of traffic, Chuck Whitaker. So we want to hear from you so that we can play with you, choose your fake news, because again, we want you to win the fabulous prizes that are being offered from WCBM. Now, we're going to get back to we are living through the lens of deception. And when we're done, choose your fake news, if we have time, Kristen and I are going to break the clip down because off air, we've had some inquiries about it. But our culture is pitting Americans against each other via identity politics. The indoctrination, sexualization, sex torsion of children. And if you don't know what sex torsion is, we will get into it. But right now, let's go to traffic with the nature boy, Chuck Whitaker. Chuck?
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Delays on the Bay Bridge with a broken down vehicle in the right lane heading up to the top of the main span. Single lane right now to the left, and we're backed up back to the area at St. Margaret's. So if you're coming eastbound from Whitehall Road, you're heading to the bridge, you'll see the arrows as you're getting closer to Oceanic Drive. And only the left-hand lane is open, so we'll keep an eye on that. And in the meantime, we're looking at probably in the area of a 10-minute delay, maybe a little bit longer, but that continues to be a problem that has to be watched. I-97 southbound, that delay is not there. Very good shape there this morning at I-97 at Route 32. Bernie's Automotive is celebrating their 30-year anniversary this month, and you'll always get the best service and complete satisfaction. Stop in at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today, partly cloudy and breezy with high temps in the upper 50s to low 60s, so it'll be a beautiful day. Tomorrow and Wednesday, cooler and windy. However, by the end of the week, it will be warming up again. So, here we go. We're going to play Choose Your Fake News. Mike and Arbutus, do you know how to play the game? Welcome to Casey and Company.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Here we go. Mike, do you want to go first, second, or last?
Last.
All right, Mike's going to go last. Kristen, why don't you go first? Let me write this down so I don't forget. Chuck will go second, and Mikey is going third. All right, Mike, are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Story number one. Two-time failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams said the Save America Act could make it harder for several groups to participate in close elections, which she argued could benefit Republicans. Oppression is very real. The more restrictive policies all come together to make it harder for the average person to be heard. If you're a senior, if you're rural, if you're disabled, if you're a student, if you're a person of color, and especially if you are one of the great transgendered Americans who are the backbone of our country, Abrams concluded, transsexuals will be most hard hit and oppressed. Story number two. Representative Ayanna Pressley says that her HELP Act would give a lifeline to families facing eviction and vital resources during this time of crisis, arguing that housing is a human gift and that evictions are an act of policy violence. Eviction is an act of violence, and we must do everything to prevent it. It is devastating for families. Story number three. New York City Mayor Zoran Mondatti made a Good Friday statement about sacrifice, fasting, and faith, but did not mention Jesus Christ by name, while Representative Andy Ogles, Tennessee, Republican of Tennessee, promoted legislation calling for the American flag to be flown at half-staff in recognition of Christ's crucifixion. So, is it story number one? Two-time failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams said the SAVE Act could make it harder for several groups to participate in close elections. Is it story number two? Representative Ayanna Pressley says that her HELP Act would say, Help Act would give a lifeline to families facing eviction. Or story number three, New York City Mayor Zoran Mondavi made a Good Friday statement about sacrifice, fasting, and faith, but did not mention Jesus Christ by name. So, Christian, you're up. What is it, one, two, or three?
This is a hard one, but I can definitely see Stacey Abrams and Ayanna Pressley saying those things. I want to go number three. I think the first part of that was true, but I'm not sure about the second part. I'll say three.
Okay, story number three. Chuck, you're...
Yeah, he's a nutcase, so I'll go three.
He'll go three. Yes, he is a nutcase. Mikey, hold on, Mike. Your answer, please.
I'm going 3-2. There's just no way that... all those things were true. Thank you.
Okay, well, I must say that, unfortunately, three is true. What is fake about one is the fact she said everything. However, she did not say that if you are one of the great transgendered Americans who are the backbone of our country, Abrams concluded that transsexuals would be most hard hit and oppressed. That is false. So, unfortunately, Mike, you are not a big wiener today, but please play again as we look forward to you winning the fabulous prizes in the future.
Oh, okay. Oh. I let everybody off the cliff today. Sorry about
that. You said that to you, too, and the horse you rode in on.
There you go. Thank you. Right. That's it. We will talk to you, Chuck, in a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, getting back to where were we? All right, so we've got to go to break, don't we? Yeah, we've got to go to break in a minute. But again, we were talking about the living through the lens of deception. And I wonder if how many people in the listening audience right now, even though it's sextortion, is not extortion, but sextortion. Sextortion is where these creeps go on rope. Now, pay attention. If you have children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, whatever, go on Roblox and Minecraft, and they are constantly looking for kids to communicate with, and then they get them involved in sextortion, which we will talk about right after the break. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state, so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on this Easter Monday morning. We are covering so many different relevant topics this morning, and I truly hope that you are enjoying the show this morning. We look forward to hearing from you at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. Let's go to traffic with Chuck.
Broken down vehicle is cleared now from the Bay Bridge in the last 5 minutes or so. They've removed that vehicle, so now two lanes are moving again on the eastbound side. Tail end of the backup, though, is right back here towards Whitehall Road. It's going to take 10 minutes or so to get from there onto the span and then across towards Kent Island. But right now we're moving. There are no delays at all on the westbound side with all three lanes clear. And again, you're doing fine this morning right at the split at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today, it will be partly cloudy and breezy with high temps in the upper 50s to low 60s, so get out and enjoy. Tomorrow and Wednesday will be cooler and windy. However, it will be warming up by the end of the week. On the Eastern Shore in Ocean City and Rehoboth, it's 50 degrees, and in Bel Air, it is 45. So, in the remaining minutes of this hour, I would like to talk a little bit about the sexualization of children, sextortion through Roblox and Minecraft. If your kids, grandkids, or great-grandkids, or whomever play Roblox or Minecraft, you must know that there are very sick, dark people in those games, because you can communicate within those games. And what they do is they communicate as children. And then a lot of times, I think it's Roblox, where you can buy some type of money, or what, or you can use some type of Roblox money to buy things to play the game. And what these people will do is they will offer Roblox money to children, thinking that it's another child. And then once they've got them, they will pretend like they want to be their boyfriend or their girlfriend or whatever. And they suck them in so deep, because a lot of the kids that play these games obsessively don't necessarily have a large social circle, if you will. And for those that may be troubled or what have you, they like the attention of whom they think is a friend, but in fact they're not a friend at all. Like I said, it's some pervert pedophile who is luring them in. And what they'll finally do is that they may say something, you know, I really like you, I want you to be my boyfriend or girlfriend, will you send me a photo of you? Then it's, will you send me a photo of you in a bathing suit? And then perhaps topless or whatever. And then all of a sudden, this child cannot get out from underneath of, it's not extortion, it's sextortion. And there is videos made by Department of Homeland Security and a gentleman named Sean Montgomery who show how deep this gets, because these children, again, are being lured by absolute demonic people. And until we as a society bring this to the forefront, this is something that will continue. So again, I will leave it at this. If your kids, grandkids, or great-grandkids, or whomever, any child that you know, are playing Roblox or Minecraft, be mindful of what could be going on. So we were talking about the clip that I played earlier called We Are Living Through the Lens of Deception. Another thing is they're convincing us to turn against law enforcement. We see that all the time. I mentioned in the first hour the situation with George Floyd. Like it or not, George Floyd was not killed by a police officer. There was a reporter in Minneapolis, I forget her name, but it's called The Death. It's either The Death of Minneapolis or The Death of Minnesota. And she did a very in-depth documentary. You can see it on YouTube. And it does the chronology not only on Minneapolis, but what's the name of the governor of Minnesota? He was the vice presidential candidate. Tim Walz, the guy that couldn't even load a bloody shotgun. It goes through that chronology, and it is so enlightening. So again, and Julie Ryder at the bottom of the hour did the story about the illegal that caused a massive accident. Thank God no one was killed or seriously injured. And what is the last statement? Oh, ICE did everything they could to restrain themselves. I talked in the first hour about Sheridan Gorman, who was with her friends at Loyola. She attended Loyola University Chicago and was murdered by an illegal who was being housed by an NGO at that waterfront there who was paying for his apartment, but she'll never get to live her life. Yet the governor of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago and the and Loyola University Chicago were trying to cover it up. It is insane. So again, we're being convinced to turn against law enforcement. They're asking us to unmask ICE officers, hence enabling doxing. Again, not to be redundant, we just heard the story from Julie Ryder. They want to do federal warrants to be required to remove illegals. They're not supposed to be here in the first place. They want to eliminate walking police patrols. Everything that was in that clip, pardon me, that we played earlier this hour, and that clip I think is at least 20 years old, is coming through today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is up to us, we the people, to get involved and to do something about it. I am Jeff McDonald on Casey & Company, sitting in for Sean Casey here this morning. Let's go to news, weather, and news, weather, traffic.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump vows to never leave an American warfighter behind. The pledge comes as the president applauds the rescue of a missing U.S. military pilot in Iran, and as Mr. Trump issues a new threat.
The president hailed the bravery and talent of U.S. forces who carried out a daring rescue in Iran after a fighter jet crashed on Friday. He said the rescue took place deep inside the mountains in an operation involving dozens of armed aircraft. The president also threatened to escalate the Iran war in a social media message filled with foul language, including the F word. He said Iranian power plants and bridges would be struck if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened by Tuesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Mideast war truce proposal has been sent to the combatants.
Iran and the U.S. received a draft proposal late Sunday calling for a 45-day ceasefire and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Two Mideast officials speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the proposal comes from Egyptian, Pakistani and Turkish mediators, hoping the 45-day window would provide enough time for talks to reach a permanent ceasefire. Iran and the U.S. have not yet responded to the proposal, which was sent to Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and U.S. Mideast Envoy Steve Witkoff, the officials said. I'm Charles Diledesma.
The head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's intelligence unit has been killed, according to the Israelis, who say they're targeting all of Iran's senior leaders, picking them off one by one. Today's a day the Artemis II astronauts scheduled to take a trip around the mysterious far side of the moon before they head back home. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures down 43 points. NASDAQ futures 92 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on WCBM. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Pretty much recovered now from some problems at the Bay Bridge eastbound. We at one point were backed up to Whitehall Road and about a half an hour delay. The broken down vehicle cleared right before 8 o'clock. And as we said, probably take about 10 minutes or so to get that back up pretty much out of there. So right now, it's only a little bit slow on the span, but everybody's good towards Stevensville now. And then eastbound from there on 50 over towards Kent Narrows and through there. There was a report that there may be a minor wreck around the ramps at Route 50 and I-97. I have not seen it. Doesn't mean it's not there, but heads up, there's really no backup from Rutland Road or Davidsonville Road. The new wreck going into Pennsylvania, you're going north on 83. There's an accident northbound at exit 8, which of course would be north of the Pennsylvania line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions. Highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s will be cooler on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An October trial date has been set for the man accused of setting fire to a vacant row home that partially collapsed and killed three Baltimore firefighters. James Barnett is facing charges that include three counts of second-degree murder and arson in the 2022 Stricker Street fire that claimed the lives of Lieutenant Kelsey Sadler, Lieutenant Paul Buttram, and EMT firefighter Kenny Lacayo. EMT firefighter John McMaster was seriously injured in the accident. A September motions hearing has been set for Barnett, who remains held without bail. Baltimore police investigating several non-fatal shootings that took place over the weekend. At around 3 a.m. Saturday, a man turned up at a hospital with gunshot wounds, and police learned he had been shot in the 100 block of North Schroeder Street. Shortly after 9 p.m., a man showed up at a hospital with a gunshot wound to the hand. Police have not determined where that shooting occurred. And another shooting victim went to a hospital for treatment around 5 p.m. Sunday. Investigators are trying to determine just where that victim was when he was shot. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Huffman Awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. 865-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Brunnen and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, a former Oriole says hello to Baltimore yesterday in Pittsburgh.
And driven to right center field by O'Hearn, approaching the wall and clear the deck. Cannonball coming, Ryan O'Hearn.
Greg Brown had the call on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. O'Hearn's third cannonball of the year, and the former Oriole wasn't done, doubling home two more runs in the second, knocking Chris Bassett out of the game as the surging Pirates sweep the struggling Birds 8-2, the final yesterday at PNC Park. Caps playoff chances were decimated last night at Madison Square Garden. Rangers did them in. 8-1 was the final. Head coach Spencer Carberry was asked when he thought things went south.
Quite honestly, right from puck drop, first shift of the game.
Wow. Caps 3 points back with three teams in front of them, four games left to play. NCAA Men's National Championship is on the line tonight. Michigan taking on UConn, and the question is, will the Big Ten's long drought end? The richest conference in college sports hasn't won a men's basketball national title since a season that began in the 1990s. Number one Michigan will be the 10th Big Ten team since the year 2000 to try to change that tonight. And here's a stunner. The world-renowned IMG Academy, the prep school for aspiring athletes located in Bradenton, Florida, has agreed to pay a $1.72 million fine after federal investigators discovered the school spent years taking tuition money from individuals linked to a Mexican drug cartel. While the government noted that IMG likely didn't have actual knowledge they were dealing with the cartel, they did have direct contact with the parents via email and invoices, and those parents were on a federal government blacklist. Coming up in 30 minutes, something you'll probably never see again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Dingtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome to the final hour of Casey and Company this Easter Monday morning free-for-all. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, guest hosting for Sean Casey here on WCBM 680 AM, WCBM.com around the world, and 99.FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Along with me this morning is our friendly, lovely producer, Kristen Hagrick. So, in this final next couple of segments, as is my want, I enjoy doing segments on nutrition and fitness. And my guest this morning, Yvonne Bull, is the author of Your Weight is in Your Waist. Ever notice that waist, i.e. waste basket, throw out the waste, etc., etc.? Yvonne is a certified health coach and nutrition counselor with over 30 years of experience helping people transform their health from the inside out. Working with clients from ages 17 to 82, she's known for uncovering the powerful connection between the mind and body, showing the lasting weight loss can be achieved and sustained. Yvonne is the author of Your Weight is in Your Waist. She is an adjunct professor at CCBC teaching diabetes management and Your Weight is Your Waist. Her background spans clinical, corporate, and private practice specializing in nutrition and fitness. While combining behavioral science and mindfulness, she brings a compassionate, whole person approach to lasting wellness. Yvonne, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Casey and Company. I appreciate you taking the time this Easter Monday morning.
Oh, thank you, Jeff, for having me on. I love to spread the message about people having the ability to get healthy from the inside out and knowing they can do it.
So as we get into a couple questions I want to ask you, I started reading your book and I looked through it. It is very, which I love, it's very simple, it's very direct, and it is full of easy nutritional solutions. And I especially like on the very first page you reference, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Fantastic, Yvonne. I love that. So,
love that, too, and that's what I start every day with.
Well, so. I think we should all start every day with it, and I'll tell you why, because it is so true. I think so many people today are afraid. They are dismayed, but they do know the Lord God is with us wherever we go. And if we look at the screen, we know that we are in a battle every single day. So we've got a break for traffic and weather. But as soon as we get back from traffic and weather, Yvonne, I want to get into this. So let's go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we found the wreck coming into Annapolis. It's eastbound as you're leaving Davidsonville Road over to Rutland Road, and then between Rutland Road and I-97, that's where the wreck is. We had gone back. There really wasn't too much of a problem at first. Now we have a pretty good-sized backup with all three lanes moving slowly. It looks like maybe one lane is open for the traffic on the eastbound side. So if you're coming in from Davidsonville Road, you're trying to work your way towards Annapolis, that's the reason for the backup right now on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today will be partly cloudy and breezy with high temps in the upper 50s to low 60s, so get out and enjoy. Tomorrow and Wednesday will be cooler and windy. However, we will be warming up by the end of the week in Ocean City and Rehoboth. It's 50 degrees. In Bel Air, it's 40 degrees. So, Yvonne, we're with Yvonne Bull, the author of Your Weight is in Your Waist. Yvonne, I think that one of the things that I gleaned from the book is everybody talks about fat-free. Explain to us, what did we get wrong about fat-free?
So many things we got wrong about fat-free, but it's not our fault. When you are a consumer and a food manufacturer starts labeling everything fat-free, we connected that with, oh, we can eat as much as we want, that it will no longer put fat on our bodies, that it was fat that was making us fat. And the most terrible thing about this whole situation that occurred from like the late 1990s through, if you see the burgeoning obesity in this country at this moment, it's been within the past 25 to 30 year span. When you remove the fat from a product, you have and replace it with sugar or sodium, you're taking away the slow digestive process that allows your body to slowly digest that food item before turning it to fat storage, basically. So when you eat something that spikes your blood sugar, which all these fat-free products did, and they did not put the label around added sugar or sugar within the food item, they focused on fat-free. I mean, we had Entenmann's that were fat-free, and people were eating entire boxes of pastries thinking it would not put the weight on them. If you remember the Snackwell, I call it the Snackwell scam, but every time you eat something that spikes your blood sugar, your body is always trying to protect you. So the pancreas secretes insulin to bring the blood sugar down to get the glucose out of your system. But what it does to that food you've eaten is make it ready for instant digestion, instant storage, and stored energy is just a fancy term for fat. So people were gaining weight and not understanding the connection that it wasn't the fat that put weight on them, it was the sugar, and also the high sodium in the fat-free items did not help either.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, this whole fat-free push was nothing more than a marketing ploy.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Go ahead.
You know, food manufacturers, they're out to get your money. They're not out to make you healthy. Their whole goal is to expand their shelf space, to get it eye level. You take one item, and they just compound on it. Let's add a flavor. Let's make this item. If you look at Velveeta shells, and then we have Velveeta shells with a different flavor and this flavor, they are not there to help you get healthy. They're there to grow their profit.
Unbelievable. Okay. Great information. So why is fiber such an important piece of this?
Fiber is the key component because fiber slows the digestive process down. And that's basically what these GLP-1s that are out on the market today, whether it's Wegovy, Zepbound, the new one that starts today called Syndeo, they are all designed to slow the digestive process down, to slow the release of the food to your stomach. When you have fiber in a food, it does the same thing. You have a healthy protein, say chicken. You have fiber. Let's just use spinach as an example. And the healthy fat could be the avocado or olive oil that you've cooked the spinach in. Those three work together to slow the release of the food to the stomach. The fiber is not absorbed by the body. It's taking everything out with it. And people that eat cabbage on a regular basis, it doesn't have to be every day, but that's one of your most cruciferous fibrous vegetables, live 60% longer than people that don't. So we're talking about fiber is the key to moving all of the waste and the toxins out of your body.
All right, hold that thought as we'll be right back. Right now, we're going to go to America's 250th birthday from the place of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time for America 250. America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. Okay. All right. In 1917, the United States declared war on Germany, thus entering World War I, 3 years after the conflict began. In 1909, Robert Edwin Peary reached the North Pole, according to his expedition records, through analysis in the 1980s, suggested navigational mistakes and record-keeping errors meant he fell short. In 1896, the first modern Olympics opened in Athens after the revival of the Olympic Games by Pierre Baron de Coubertin, a founder of the International Olympic Committee and its president from 1896 to 1925. And finally, in 1868, the Japanese Emperor Meiji issued the Charter Oath which served to modernize the country during the Meiji Restitution. Listen for America 250 every weekday at 8:15 on Casey and Company.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker.
New wreck in Rosedale, Pulaski Highway, reported between the Beltway and Rossville Boulevards. There's a lot of traffic in there. One of the options, if you're getting caught up, would be to go up and use Philadelphia Road around that area. Early this morning, we mentioned there was a wreck downtown at St. Paul Street at Madison Street. That could still be a problem if you're coming down St. Paul Street. You have the option of Guilford Avenue or Maryland Avenue to come into downtown. And big delays coming into Annapolis from the west, eastbound Route 50. The accident is near Rutland Road. Maybe just the shoulder is getting by. So you'll have a delay. Watch your speed once you leave Davidsonville Road at Route 424. There's a big backup up ahead heading in towards the ramp and the interchange at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Fox 45 weather forecast. Today, partly cloudy and breezy with high temps in the upper 50s to low 60s. So get out and stay out. Tomorrow and Wednesday, cooler and windy. However, it will be warming up by the end of the week on the Eastern Shore in Rehoboth and Ocean City. It's about 55 degrees. And in Bel Air, it's about 45 degrees. We're talking with Yvonne Bull, the author of Your Weight is in Your Waist. Yvonne, thus far we've talked about how we got it wrong about fat-free. We were duped by the overprocessed food industry. And secondly, we got into why fiber is such an important piece. Before we move on to the next question, is there anything else you'd like to say about fiber?
Fiber, just I probably can't say enough about fiber because it really helps you slow the digestive process down, which is what you want to do. And that's how you keep yourself satiated, keep your energy stable, and then you don't have the cravings, the drops in blood sugar levels. It helps net down any high carb. If you have a bread and you have fiber in the bread and you read the carbohydrate grams, you subtract the fiber of it, and it gets that net carb down. And that also helps keeping the blood sugar stable, which is what it's all about. You keep the blood sugar stable, you sustain your energy levels, and you are satiated, you're calm, you think clearer, and fiber does all these amazing things, plus it cleans out your system of the waste and the toxins. The number one precursor for disease in this country is inflammation, and the inflammation is from everything that's stuck in our bodies from these processed poisons that were made to stay on the shelf for lengthy periods of time, and they're doing the same thing in your body, because if it had a high turnover in the store, the food manufacturer is not going to be very profitable. So when you can eat from the earth, which I talk about in the book, and get fiber in there, you are going to see a big difference in how you feel from the inside out.
Slow and methodical. So, speaking of which, why is intentional eating so imperative to healthy weight loss?
And that is one of the key foundations. One of the pillars of success that you set yourself up for is planning and preparation. So you're intentional. Whether you take your time on Sunday to make sure you do your meal prep. When you have a solid plan underneath you, and every meal has your protein, your healthy fat, and your fiber, and you're aware of your schedule for eating, you're not just grabbing things. You're not out there and saying, oh my gosh, I forgot to pack my lunch. That's key, planning and preparation to anyone's success that I've ever worked with. The other one is then to focus on eating. There's a lot of talk about mindful eating. What is that? That's thrown around a lot. It's focusing your mind on eating, undistracted dining, we call it, that you are setting a place at the table, and then you check your physical cues. And there's a very short chapter. That's why I did that. Short chapters, concise, get the information so you can put it to work for you. The hunger scale, you never want to be at either end, starving number one or stuffed at 10. So you check your physical cues while you eat. You slow the eating process down. Putting in intentional eating puts the utensil down. Chew your food item for 30 times, and you create your own GLP-1, slowing the release of the food and into your stomach. And then choosing healthy foods to support you. So you are mindfully making a conscious decision to pick that protein, that fiber, and that healthy fat. And it all works together.
You know, it's I find it, what I, another thing that I really, really love about the book, and you just referenced it, is its simplicity and the fact that you provide pages and pages of menus, with which people can work from. So in the waning minute, tell us real quick about the 3 days on, the 3 days off rule.
That's your digestive cycle, basically. So when people come in and say they whatever they wanted, say on Sunday, and didn't see the scale change, it's not going to. When you have a movement, a bowel movement, it's not what you ate that day. It goes back about 36 to 72 hours. So you can see wonderful, healthy weight loss in 3 days, or you can see weight gain in those 3 days. And the eating cycle, I want to get this out before we do have to go, 4.5 hours. When you've eaten something, you are not physically hungry until about 4 to 4.5 hours after you've eaten.
Wow.
And that's part of mindfulness around, am I hungry or is this appetite and I just need to drink something?
All right, we got 15 seconds left. How does our audience get a hold of you?
They can reach me at my email, the firm advantage without the vowels at the end. So it's abvntg@gmail.com.
Very good, Yvonne.
Thank you for any questions.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Easter Monday, and thank you for joining us. Let's go to news, sports, and weather with Julie Reiter.
Well, good morning. Baltimore police investigating an Easter morning murder in Federal Hill. Officers responded to the 200 block of Key Highway at around 2:30 Sunday morning, where they found an unresponsive man with an apparent gunshot wound. Medics pronounced the victim dead at the scene. Video from a security camera shows a group of people in the parking lot of a small shopping plaza at the time of the shooting, and police are working to identify a suspect. Anyone with information is asked to call Baltimore police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Baltimore County leaders will be announcing major animal welfare legislation today. The three-bill package includes stronger humane care standards and accountability for neglect and abuse, faster administrative hearings to reduce long shelter stays and costs, and a clearer system for addressing aggressive or dangerous animals. The county says the legislation is needed to address gaps in existing laws that have had direct impacts on animals, neighborhoods, and taxpayers. A man is suffering from serious injuries injuries after saying ICE agents rammed his vehicle. Ever Alvarenga Rios from Honduras is in the hospital, where his attorney says ICE is blocking attempts to visit him. The incident happened on Haven Street Thursday. Baltimore Sun says Department of Homeland Security officials have a statement reading, "Officers tried to conduct a vehicle stop, but instead of complying, Alvarenga Rios drove recklessly through the streets of Baltimore and slammed on his brakes, causing a multi-car pileup. He then attempted to flee on foot and continued to disobey law enforcement commands. ICE law enforcement officers say they followed their training and used the minimum amount of force necessary to make the arrest. And Maryland Governor Wes Moore warning that the U.S. could be lurching into another forever war paid for by the American people. The Democrat made the comment during his appearance on a Sunday morning TV show, comparing the war with Iran to the war in Afghanistan. Well, coming up next, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Socialism has caught the attention of much of America's youth, but it's not the answer to America's problems. In fact, it's not the answer to any problem. It perverts what the Bible has to say about charity. It takes the responsibility out of the hands of individuals and instead turns it into an excuse to empower the state. As the responsibility of the individual is lessened, the family structure begins to fail and the state gets bigger and stronger while filling the vacuum. The Bible tells us it's a sin to not look out for our families. Paul told Timothy that if anyone doesn't provide for his own household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. In countries where socialism was king, the people became prisoners. In fact, socialism has been responsible for over 100 million deaths in the 20th century alone. If the truth of socialism and Marxism was taught in America's universities instead of the progressive lies, I would have my hope restored about the future we're leaving our grandchildren. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Well, these are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 646, and the pick 4, 8830. Now, with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
We have an update at the accident scene coming into Annapolis. The report now is the left-hand lane is blocked on 50 eastbound after Rutland Road and coming in towards I-97. So again, the delay not quite back to the ramp at Davidsonville Road, but now traffic is starting to loosen up. We can see it's moving just a little bit now coming into the accident scene. So we are making some progress there. Looks like they might still be working on that wreck downtown at St. Paul Street, at Madison Street, and the new wreck from Baltimore County just a couple of minutes ago in Rosedale on Pulaski Highway, reportedly between the Beltway and the light at Rossville Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, starting off chilly for your Monday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies and breezy conditions, highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s will be cooler on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds pitching staff under duress just 9 games into the season now, with tonight's starter undecided against the White Sox. It was supposed to be Cade Povich taking Zach Eflin's turn, but the slim left-hander had to bail out Chris Bassitt yesterday in Pittsburgh, throwing 5 2/3 of long relief in the Birds' 8-2 loss to the Pirates. Manager Albernez after the game.
Yeah, that was huge. You know, it's a tough situation for him to come in and do what he did, but you know, he saved the pen and set it up for the next series. You know, it's tough to get swept, for sure.
And, of course, it'll be tonight in Chicago on the south side. Again, Orioles starter is undecided. How about this performance, in case you didn't see it or hear it, from Angels right fielder Joe Adell on Saturday night in Los Angeles, robbing the Mariners of home runs not once.
The ball's at one strike. And there's a drive out to right from Raleigh. Adell's back near the wall. He leaps, and he caught it! Joe Adell!
Not twice.
There's a drive to right. Adell is back. He's at the wall. He leaps up. He got another one. Joe Adell, what a night.
But 3 times in the same game.
Here's Crawford with a fly ball to right toward the corner. It's Joe Adell again near the foul pole. Leaping up. Did he catch it again? He fell into the crowd. So it's a home run. They called him out. He did it again.
Wayne Randazzo had all the calls. On FanDuel Sports West, Adell was moved to center last year by the Angels, but it didn't go well, committing 7 errors. He's back in right field this year in 2026. And finally, how about this windup to a great men's lacrosse game on Saturday night in College Park?
Without the ability to keep that in the offensive zone. Right in front, wide open, and scored! Maryland wins!
Jack Kaiser and the great Mark Dixon had the call on the Big Ten Network. What makes that great, Maryland defeating Ohio State 7-6, was the goal being scored by Riley Reese, the first in the defenseman's four-year career at Maryland. Reese is the son of Kathy Reese, the head coach of the women's team, leading the women to 5 NCAA national championships and 12 Final Fours in her 18 years in College Park. And speaking of the women, it's a baker's dozen for them, the nation's number one team, pushing its record to 13-0 on Saturday, beating Rutgers 18-11 on Senior Day at CQ Stadium. On this day in sports history, a lot happened. 1979, Earl Weaver winning his 1,000th game as a skipper, 5-3 Orioles victory over the White Sox. April 6 of 1992, Orioles playing their first regular season game at Camden Yards, beating the Indians 2-0 was the final in that one. And then 2025, just a year ago today, Washington Capitals left wing Alex Ovechkin becomes the greatest scorer in NHL history.
Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL!
Well, what a moment that was. The time now is 8:37 when we return, Labor Day coming early.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase actual working railroad signals and traffic lights and take advantage of free clinics and white elephant tables where you can sell your items. And skip the lines by purchasing express entry tickets on our website at gsmts.com. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. Let's go to the train show.
Jeff, you're going to love this one. Ready for it?
Ready.
All right. Saturday night, big hockey game in Edmonton at the Rogers Arena, I think it's called. Edmonton and Las Vegas. Big hockey rivalry out in the West Coast.
Right.
Or I should say in the Western Conference. But this is what stole the show.
Breaking news. We have word that someone has gone into labor here tonight. There's a baby being born on the 7th floor at Rogers Place as we speak. So someone's going to have a great story to tell. It would be nice to have the mother join us on After Hours to describe what's happened. But
the mother join. Actually, there was a time when the mother would be able to. She dropped that baby, swaddle it, and be getting right back. Now, the 64. $4,000 question is, I wonder what the baby's name will be.
Well, right. So is it like hockey related or whatever?
Right.
But how about this? So there were comments. So I got this on Reels off of Facebook.
Right.
Okay. So there were comments. So the first comment is, well, the baby deserves lifetime tickets. That's number one. Okay. But the second comment, I wonder if she was born in the C-section.
Oh, golly. You gotta love it. You know what?
It's too much.
The American wit never ceases to amaze me. That is fantastic. I'm so glad you brought it. That's a great story.
Oh, man. No word, by the way. Obviously, we all hope the mother and baby are doing well, but no word on that yet. So.
Fantastic.
That's what happened in Edmonton on Saturday night.
That's a beautiful thing. Gary, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, absolutely. For your incredible, incredible sportscast. All right. Oh, to see my name written in the wounds. For through your suffering, I am free. Death is crushed to death. Life is mine to live. One through your selfless love. This the power of the cross. Son of God, slain for us. What a love. What a cost. We stand forgiven at the cross. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company. This is The Power of the Cross.
The Power of the Cross, performed by Campus Hill Church. I did the last verse of that incredible hymn. If you have the opportunity, I cannot suggest enough on this Easter Monday, followed by the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go to YouTube and listen to the entire rendition of The Power of the Cross performed by Campus Hill Church. It is phenomenal. I'm Jeff McDonald. I have the privilege this morning of sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company. I played that because we've delved into a lot, but it all gets back to the power of the cross. Let's go to Chuck Whitaker in traffic.
A little bit slow yet coming into Annapolis, but better now on 50 eastbound between Rutland Road, Davidsonville Road, and the ramp at I-97. There was a big wreck there in the last 45 minutes that at one point had the roadway pretty much shut down. Now we're making some progress, and it's starting to loosen up through the area, but continue to watch your speed. Looking at it live, somebody has off today. The Easter Monday is the extension of the holiday. So very nice on the Beltway. Very nice right here at Camden Yards, and all the lanes are open coming into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 45 weather today, partly cloudy and breezy with high temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s. So get out and stay out. Tomorrow and Wednesday will be cooler and windy. So enjoy the day today. By the end of the week, it will be warming up again on the beautiful eastern shore in Ocean City and Rehoboth. It's probably 55. And in Bel Air, it's about 45. Ladies and gentlemen, after the Power of the Cross, let's go to some feel-good news of the day.
I need some good news, baby. Just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
This is very relevant to Easter Monday. U.S. farmers, our great U.S. farmers, donate 6 million eggs during Easter and Passover holidays, proud to give back. In an effort to help American families get nutritious eggs, and eggs are nutritious, aren't they? During the Easter and Passover holidays is spreading across the country. Over 90,007 eggs donated to Feed More by Dutt and Wagner and Green Valley Poultry Farm in Virginia is the only one instance in the plan to get the food to those in need. 12 on Your Side reported Thursday. Aaron McClung, Chief Development Officer at Feed More, said, "A lot of families out here don't have resources, so getting together around an Easter egg hunt, or you rent a table to celebrate a nice breakfast. That's something that a lot of us take for granted. But thanks to the American, the Egg Board, this donation from farmers around Virginia is going to make a huge difference for families in need. According to the Incredible Egg website, the American Egg Board is leading the donation effort called the Great American Egg Drive. The website noted that so far, get a load of this, 6,332,800 eggs have been donated thus far. As members of their local communities, egg farmers are proud to give back and share food that plays an important role in so many spring celebrations, from Seder plates, egg dyeing traditions, to the family favorite recipes that bring people together." The site read, adding, "This year, the Great American Egg Drive is expanded through a partnership with Hatch, a nonprofit that connects farms with food banks to deliver fresh protein to communities in need. Meanwhile, the Houston Egg Food Bank received over 97,000 eggs from Cal-Maine Foods. Sauter Eggs donated 72,000 eggs to Phil Abundance in Pennsylvania. Prairie Star Farms joined Ohio farmers to donate over 300,000 eggs. And Cal-Maine Foods donated over 280,000 eggs to help people in need in North Carolina. So that is our good story, feel-good story of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance off of Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all of your appliance needs.
Hi, Sean Casey here. More great news from Town Appliance in Owings Mills as they're having their 47th anniversary shopping event going on right now. It's the perfect time to upgrade your appliances and stay on budget. Choose from over 70 top brands, including Frigidaire Professional. Stop in and see Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you find the perfect fit for your home and walk you through flexible financing options. They're open every day but Saturday. Visit townappliance.com. Click the anniversary giveaway banner for your chance to win a brand new coffee machine. No purchase necessary.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. Easter Monday morning. I'm so thankful that you were all here this morning. We were just talking about the incredible eggs, the 3 million eggs that were donated. You know, that brings me to something that I actually thought about while I was doing the feel good story of the day. Maryland's number one industry is agriculture. And my business takes me to the Eastern Shore a lot, and to northern Baltimore County. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it truly makes me sad. There was back in the 70s, there was an ad for littering that had an Indian, and he was canoeing back to New York, which, as you know, was one, I forget the original name of it, and everywhere there was litter. And at the end of the ad, the Indian has a tear running down his cheek. Well, truth be told, when I travel the Eastern Shore in the rural parts of Maryland and I see solar panels on what used to be fertile farmland, that makes me extremely sad and extremely disappointed that we are taking perfectly fertile land and putting communist-made solar panels on that land, and notwithstanding the fact, I think my memory serves me correctly, that getting rid of solar panels is very, very difficult, and all of the harm it is doing to nature, along with the windmills, to the birds, etc., etc. We're going to break, so... Oh, no, we're not going to break. My apologies. We're going to go to break, and then this is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company. We will be right back.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866- 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on this Easter Monday. I hope you've enjoyed the show thus far. The participation has been great, and we learned a lot with Yvonne Bull. So on that note, let's go to the living legend of traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Always a good job, my friend.
Thank you very much, Chuck. It is always an absolute pleasure to work with you.
I appreciate it. Always good to have you on the other side.
Thank you very much.
Gives me a little break from the agitator himself.
I guess the agitator in chief needed a break as well, right?
Yeah, God only knows. I like to have about 5-6 months worth, but that's all right.
I hear you. Fun.
He'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow, too.
There you go. Thanks again, Chuck.
Thank you, buddy. Eastbound 50 is back to normal now. Very much good news there. That was a big wreck there for a while over near Rutland Road. And for the traffic coming into Annapolis from Davidsonville Road, back to normal now. All the lanes are open. Late trip in and around the Beltway looks good. JFX, you're clear. Right now, we're perfectly fine. Good to go at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. The Fox 45 weather. Today, partly cloudy and breezy with high temps in the upper 50s to low 60s. It's going to be a beautiful day, so get out and stay out. Tomorrow and Wednesday will be cooler and windy. However, as the week progresses, it will be warming back up by the end of the week, and hopefully we will have a wonderful weekend. With me in studio is the host of Kim Klasick Live. Kim Klasick. Kim, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you? How's your weekend?
My weekend and Easter were absolutely wonderful, and I trust yours was the same.
Yes, yes. We had beautiful weather on Saturday, and then, of course, yesterday was fine, too. So, you know, it was a great Easter weekend. Not a whole lot to talk about. Just kidding. We got so much news.
A little bit, right?
So much news. Of course, we'll talk about the latest in Iran. Of course, President Trump's messages over the weekend.
Yes.
The rescuing of the pilots, though.
Yes.
That was great. But we'll talk about all those things. But we also have a couple guests on with us today.
Great.
Doug and Kathy Shalega, Doug and Ryan Araki will do the first Eye on Annapolis at 9:35 a.m. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range.
He's going to be
in studio. We're going to talk a lot about not just the latest, you know, crimes that we've seen across the state of Maryland, but I don't know if you remember Anne Arundel Mills, they had that shooting just 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And, you know, we were talking about whether or not the victim is going to be okay, because it sounds like he used his gun in self-defense. So we're going to ask Brian all these questions. You know, how does this wrap up in the state of Maryland? Because, of course, our laws are much different.
You know, it's interesting. I'm so glad you're doing this because of the Stand Your Ground. And if my memory serves me correctly, and you did a great job reporting that story, if my memory serves me correctly, the assailants were attempting to wrestle his gun from him, correct?
Right. Correct.
So in that instance, I mean, I had my concealed carry, but I'm pretty sure, at least I hope and pray, that nothing will happen to them and nothing will happen to him, but a lot will happen to the defendants, because I think he was simply defending himself, and it was a life or death situation.
I would hope so, but I wonder, because some people were asking, you know, is it different because they didn't have weapons on them, or did they? So it's like there's a lot of questions here. So he's going to be in at 10 o'clock, and we're going to kind of just go through, you know, worst case scenario, then also, you know, what can we do to protect ourselves in that situation?
Well, the interesting thing is, you just made a great point, so don't bury the lead. What else was he supposed to do? The poor man is minding his own business.
Right.
It is he jumped through the hoops and everything in Maryland to get a concealed carry permit, and you've done it. I've done it. I just renewed mine recently. You spend an entire day. You pay for it. Yet these guys, one must ponder what would have happened if they would have successfully wrestled the firearm from him and turned it around on him.
Right.
So I think it's phenomenal that you're
shooting,
having...
Thank you. It's shooting innocent bystanders as well. I mean, this could have been a terrible situation. So we'll talk to Brian about it at 10 o'clock.
Fantastic. Thanks, always a pleasure to see you. We're looking forward to Kim Klasick live at 9:05. Okay. Getting back to this, that's going to be a great show. I have to bring this up because it's in the news, but I almost don't want to bring it up. Megan Rapahoney slams Olympics over trans athlete ban, claims they did not follow the science. Retired Team USA Soccer Megan Rapahoney is ripping the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, over its recent announcement that men identifying as women are banned from competing in women's sports. So let's take a look at that real quick in this final 45 seconds. Rapahoney, she was never that great. What she was good at doing was ripping her shirt off and running around, and notwithstanding the fact, if my memory does serve me correctly, the Olympic team that she played for, or maybe it was when she played professional soccer, I don't know, but she was on a team that claimed they could beat a high school boys team, and then when they all played together, the high school boys team gave them a shellacking. So all I can say is I rest my case there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in and listening today. I truly hope you enjoyed the show and the valuable information we shared. Thank you very much to Kristen, who always does a fantastic job producing, and to WCBM and Sean Casey for the opportunity. May God bless you. And remember, the greatest gift from God is grace through our faith in Jesus Christ. Thanks again. And never forget, the truth has no agenda, and rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God. Embrace the greatness of American exceptionalism. Remember, this is our country, so make a difference every day. Let's do this again. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live. Thanks again. Keep punching. May God bless you. We'll see you again soon.
Choice for Maryland.